Welcome to I Feel Your Pain, where stories of loss meet sacred solidarity. A space for storytelling, testimony, lament, and healing. My name is Tina Norbury, a communication strategist by training, a grief navigator by lived experience. You find yourself here today because your pain has a name, a date, a memory that weighs more than you can handle alone. For me, it is the 2nd of August. This episode is a significant one, a marker on the map of the journey we have been on together. After today, this will be the final episode of I Feel Your Pain that features my voice alone, sharing my story in this structured way. When I started this podcast, I was standing in the rubble of my life, holding fragments of a story I did not know how to tell. Over season one, which I called The Foundations, I mapped the landscape of loss. In season two, The Wrestling, I gave voice to the raw and holy anger. And in this season, season three, The Turning, I have explored integration, purpose, and the hard-won peace that grows in broken soil. You have listened as I have shared my deepest wounds. You have been my sacred witnesses. This solo journey, the 20 episodes of story, scripture, and solidarity, have been the first vital arc of healing. They have been the process of gathering the scattered pieces and beginning to see how they might all fit into a new completeness. But this is not the end of conversations. Far from it. This is a purposeful pause, a turning of the page. For the next season of my life, I am going to focus deeply on a project that has been growing in my heart alongside this podcast. I'm going to be finishing writing the book. The title is Perfect Peace in Brokenness. These episodes are its foundation, its heartbeat, and now I need to give myself fully to the quiet discipline of work, of weaving the stories into that more permanent form. And when I return to this microphone, which I fully intend to, the podcast will enter a new phase. I started solo to share my own personal experience. But after this break, I plan to come back and begin hosting conversations with other voices, other stories of grief, faith, and resilience. This community will expand. So for now, this is not goodbye, it is thank you, and I will be back. Thank you for allowing me to be your solo guide throughout this territory. This is not just a territory. You have not just been listening. You have been my ministry. Your listening has been a ministry to me. You made this space holy. Thank you.
Thank you for taking time to listen. Thank you for reflecting. If you have been encouraged in any form or shape, glory be to God. While I'm away writing, I encourage you to revisit the episodes that spoke to you. Share them and the podcast as a whole with those you think may be encouraged by it, by this content, those you feel will be blessed by it, those whom you feel will need it at different times. I also encourage you to begin or continue your own sacred archive. Practice telling your story and hold on unto the core truth we have clung to together. That truth is that even in the deepest brokenness, God's perfect peace is present, sustaining and real. This podcast will be here, a library of our first steps, and I will be working, writing, and praying for you all. Until we reconnect, please know that your pain is valid, your story matters, and you are never alone. I do feel your pain. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
As we close, I leave you with three things. One, listen deeply to your pain. It is a language God understands. Number two, lead clearly through your grief, because your scars light paths for others. Number three, communicate with care, especially to the hurting soul in your mirror. Until next time, your pain is safe here.